Jesus finished the Sermon on the Mount, it says the crowds were amazed. He taught them with authority, not as the scribes and Pharisees, which they must have said a lot of times, this might be right. We can go to heaven if we do this, maybe. Jesus taught with authority. He came down off the mountain, but we begin the new section, the crowds came along with him down the mountain. And he's done with his teaching, but his ministry will not be over. As we come to Matthew chapter 8, we will see what he does. We will look first just at verse 1. When Jesus came down from the mountain, large crowds followed him. The next three stories will be about healing. But I stop just at this verse to show that healing was witnessed by many, many people. There were many witnesses to Jesus' power from God. Muhammad said that God talked with him out in the desert. Joseph Smith said he found the golden plates with God's word on them all by himself. There are many, many lists where Jesus did something that was publicly witnessed by a lot of people. We won't read them. I know right where to go look for a list of 20. He multiplied the bread and the fish. There were 5,000 men plus women plus children. There was a funeral procession where lots of people were following carrying them on a bier, we would say, a casket nowadays. And he went out and he raised the widow's son from the dead. Many went out to the cemetery and they watched Jesus with Lazarus. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. The tomb was empty. And Lazarus, according to John chapter 12, was in town after his own funeral. So here you have a Palm Sunday going on.